Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. 2 things have happened this week that have put me in mind of summer. We've had our first barbecue of the year. Of course, it rained the next day and the weather's gone cold again, so it might have also been the last barbecue of the year too. And I've had an invitation to a garden party over at Government House in Guernsey to mark the King's birthday, which I can't go to because I've already got something on. But it was nice to be asked. There's a great story in the Bible about Jesus having a barbecue for his disciples. It happens at some point after Easter Sunday. The disciples have gone back to their old jobs, and so a few of them have been out on the lake all night fishing and caught nothing. And Jesus turns up by the side of the lake and calls out to them, "Cast your nets out on the right side of the boat and you'll find some fish." So they do, although I'm sure they were thinking that it was a complete waste of time. And of course they end up with this huge haul, with nets about to burst, of 153 fish. Amazing. Anyway, Jesus then invites them to come ashore and eat breakfast, and they do. And there's bread and fish cooking on a fire of hot coals. I think that there's something about eating outside that makes our food taste different. I don't know what it is. Does it actually taste different, or is it just in my head? I don't know. Maybe it's the occasion. Maybe it's about eating with others. About cooking the food right there before your eyes and then immediately sharing it out and eating together. What I like about this story is the simplicity of it. Basic ingredients, cooked very simply, but shared with friends. I go away quite a lot for work, and the worst thing is eating in the hotel restaurant on my own, like Billy No Mates. So mostly I just get a sandwich from the supermarket and eat in my room. Fancy food is nothing on its own. Plain food can be everything when eaten in good company. There's a lot of things like that in life. Things that change in significance or pleasure depending on whether or not they're shared. So here's a thought for Friday, or something to ponder over the weekend. What is it that you do on your own, and what do you do with others? And if you were to mix it up a bit, would things be better, or worse, or just different? That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thank you.